So this is the first illuminator which I made, which hangs from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And I consider them as both kind of metaphoric painting, because it's with the light it paints the room, and also it's of course a sculpture, but it's also, you can think of it as a lamp. And I was actually thinking a bit of it as this kind of old fashioned crystal crown. I don't mm-hmm. know what it's yes, in the some Ingmar Bergman film, mm-hmm. you can see that when they left their villas, the summer villas, they cover it with some kind of canvas. So I was also thinking a little bit of this, and also of course it refers to some Chinese or Japanese huge rice lamps, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has a function in a maybe more conceptual thinking, because I mean, it's this huge global object is very non-functional in a way, but of course you can think of it that it's like an utopian daybed or something like that, that you can almost you can lie on the top of it, and it's, you can think of that, and it's a quite nice idea, but of course it's not functional in that sense that you would like to produce it and sell a lot of them. I think that would be quite hard. But I'm interested in that the artwork can function as different kind of things. I mean, that it's both a huge sculpture, but you can also think of it that it, you could use it, because if you think of it in that way, you start to think of the artwork in another way. So I think that's quite interesting. If you can load or fill the object with different kind of thoughts when it has different kind of functions, you can say. And also the work with the tree, that's mm-hmm, called, yes, Thoughts in the Green, of course, is even more utopian furniture, you can say. I think the idea is very good. I like it very much. And I also like the idea that it's going to take place in a longer time, that you have different stops, and that people will bring more objects into the exhibition. And because it makes a process, and of course that's, it must be quite interesting for you also as a group and your designers and architects to see how this exhibition develops. So I like the concept very much. Of course, it always does. I mean, that's me myself in my artwork. I'm very much interested in the beholder, the human being that sees the work. That, because every people has different history and different refers to different things because of what they have been doing before. So that's the beholder is very interesting, I think.
And
but if I shall say something more about the illuminators in this room, I think what happens today when we were here and it was quite sunny, and the work, it glowed quite little, it didn't glow that much, but when we come here now, it really starts to paint the walls, and it become quite strong. And if we go outside to the gallery space in maybe 1 hour, it will be really, really like psychedelic. Mm. So it has this kind of dialogue, the light inside the objects and the light that comes from outside, the daylight. And I think that's interesting because it's changes during the day. So it's, and it also, it's not only the light in the object that's changed, because it also has this relation to the other light. So, I mean, the walls will become blue now, and it will change all the time. So you said that it looked a bit green from a certain angle. So this kind of side effects, or what you shall call painterly side effects, I think is, for me, it's very interesting. Yeah, this is a screen that is just a frame, an oak frame that is quite big, 360 by 230 centimeters. And the inside of it is made of acrylic paint, small thin stripes of paint that I pour out on plastic material, and it dries for some days and I can rip it off. And then it's woven together, so it's become, is it called neat? I don't know this. I mean, it has a surface, but you can also look behind it.
Yeah.
So it's, and that's something also which is very, I mean, important in the painting tradition, that you have a surface, to work with the surface, but you also have a depth. Often it's more like an illusoric depth that you can imagine to go into the painting, but here it's more real, and it works in a real room and makes something with the room, divides it, and
maybe what it's behind this wall becomes part of the of
yes,
the
yes, of course, yes, it does.
And yes, then the second wall of this.
Yes, it's ordinary bricks that has been put on the wrong side, you can say. So it's small circular holes, and you can see through it, but not if you look at the sides. You can't see through the hole, because then you got the wrong angle. So you see a circular hole of light, you can say, and when you move in relation to the wall, the light follows you. So it's again a work that has some painting qualities. I see it very much as a kind of painting. The small holes is like a kind of a raster with lights. And you also have this pattern that is like grid. You're talking about grid painting in the American painting from the 50s and 60s, and it's also, of course, a wall that has some kind of I'm very much interested in the light and in the perception. And the painting that, or the object that exists in a room, and that it exists in a room, in a certain room, a special room, and in time. So it's one situation, for example, the illuminators in this room, at one time, will never repeat again. So it's, I think that's quite interesting, that it works in that room, that time. So when I move the objects in another way and work with other objects in another way, it becomes something else. So that is also something that
you don't think that interests your me. Illuminator can become a lamp. Maybe someone buys
yes.
your illuminator
yeah.
put it in his home.
Absolutely, it can become a lamp.
It can.
Yes, of course. Yes. You can use it as a lamp, but I think if you have this colored, objects, who will be quite crazy or go mad about them after a couple of weeks if you have them in your living room, I guess.
So you can't change the color, you can't choose the color after Illuminator. You don't make them. You can't.
Actually, I've sold two of these, but I've only sold the white ones. I think that's.
And during the exhibition, did someone play with the carpet or nobody touched it?
You actually wasn't allowed to.
Okay.
I mean, you could use this as a furniture, but it wasn't the my imagination that you should make your own drawing. And no, people didn't do that much in this gallery because it's an art gallery, and most people that goes there knows how
Don't touch,
how
please.
to deal with it. But actually, when I showed these pieces, there were some who.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge hammock, which means that it can be used of several people, so it can be a kind of social space. You can lay there where the whole family can be there together. And I'm also interested that you can see this piece from distance and look at it as an object, as an artwork, as a sculpture, or as a furniture, what you want. But it's something different to look at it with your eyes, or to experience the work with your body, how it feels like to go climb up into this hammock and lay down. And that's totally different experience. And it also does something with the view, because when you lie on the hammock, you see another view. You don't see the hammock any longer from a distance. You lay on it, and then you maybe look up through the leaves, the big book leaves here. So it has also it creates new images also. And I also consider I like the hammock that is it also is a kind of again for me a kind of metaphoric painting because it's a huge canvas. And it's also very nice sometimes when the sun comes down, it draws these kind of leaves on it, like my work with wall-to-wall carpet. And also that it could even, like, with its color, paint the ground a bit sometimes.
I think it's enough, or
Yeah, I think so too.
okay.